You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Alice is still recovering from the spicy cough that is still around, everybody. Just keep, you know, washing your hands and wearing your masks, etc., etc. We're not here to talk about that, though. We're here to talk about comedy. In fact, it is a busy month for all things in the theatre and on the stage. It's Music Month. It's also the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. We've got two very funny folks in the studio this morning. We have got Robbie Nicol and Rhiannon McCall. Kia ora koutou, how are you both?
Morena. Oh. I'm good. How are you, Robbie?
I am also good. Thank you, Rhiannon.
Nice. Love to see it. We're here to talk about both of your individual shows, but I think the nice thing about comedy in New Zealand is everyone's mates. There's like a lovely community, and this is a great time to celebrate that. Robbie, tell us a wee bit about Late Night Pilot. Give us your elevator pitch, Rhiannon, then I'm going to come to you and we'll get into the weeds.
You got it. Well, the whole premise is that it's called Robbie Nicol's Late Night Pilot, and that is not a joke.
Okay.
You know, I've been doing this for a while. It's embarrassing at this point for a white guy not to have been offered a TV show. New Zealand loves to give white guys TV shows. I've made the point that two of the white guys with TV shows, Guy Montgomery and Guy Williams, are literally called Guy. That's the quantity that we have.
Maybe you need to change your name.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it's specifically white guys.
Yeah.
Maybe I misunderstood the privilege. So the premise is that I've taken it seriously now.
Okay.
And so for that hour, I will be solving three big problems that have been standing in the way of me getting a television show. And my character maybe learned some lessons along the way.
Yeah. Nice. That sounds like all good kind of theatre come comedy come television. You know, we should all have a laugh. We should all learn something, maybe. That's a good premise. I'm going to ask you more about this in a second, but tell us a wee bit about Toxic Shock Bimbo, Rhiannon. What's Toxic Shock Bimbo's
Toxic Shock Bimbo is a comedy show. It's not trying to be a TV show. However, I am open to it if anyone wants to give me a TV show.
If that's the outcome.
Yeah. It's basically, I didn't really mean for the show to be about this, but I've found that it's about womanhood. It's kind of a variety hour of stand-up, sketch comedy, a bit of improv. There's a lot of characters. I talk about like women's health issues, queer issues, but in like a fun, funny way.
Yes, yeah. Nice. I feel like it feels right to have you both in here because you are both people who like to stay abreast of the news cycle and have, you know, maybe your 10 cents on it in one way or another. Robbie, that's very directly what you do in a lot of your stuff. What have you kind of been mining for the world of your late night pilot?
Yes, yeah. There is still, you know, I say that I'm pitching a comedy TV show, and there is a lot of like satire about television. I don't know if you've noticed, but New Zealand media is collapsing around us at a rate of knots.
Oh, crazy time.
So it's also, you know, part of me pitching a TV show, quote unquote, is acknowledging that there's increasingly not very much New Zealand television.
Yes.
And, you know, one of our whole networks was like, we're not really going to do that anymore. So is that chill? No is the answer. It's not chill. So there's going to be some satire about that and, you know, media collapse. Also, you know, we're going to do some stuff about, it's fine. It's all fine.
It's all in fun. Yeah.
And also, we do have to acknowledge the sort of, you know, ongoing decline of human civilization in the face of climate apocalypse, and you know, so things like that. We'll
really
touch on
cheerful
the
hour you've
so
got
it's
lined
like
up.
It's yeah. Fun stuff.
Nice.
You know, it's light, it's breezy,
and that seems to be what you've also decided to lean into as well, Rhiannon, in your own way. Just a few sort of large social topics that underpin it. When did you realize that was the theme that was coming up in your show? A little bit. I mean, obviously, you're just writing, but when did you kind of go, oh, that's the through line?
Yeah, well, when I made this show, I wanted to make a show about likability and why I am desperate for people to like me. I think that's a pretty relatable thing. And so I had written these bits of stand-up and these sketches. And then after that, when I pieced it all together, I was like, oh, all of these kind of relate to being a woman. And so that's how I made that discovery.
And how did you kind of test your material? Do you run it by friends? Do you do it to yourself until you feel absolutely confident and comfortable with it? What's your kind of process because I know you've got a theatre sports and an improv background, so you're not obviously afraid to test out fresh material. What's the process been like?
So I started working on this show probably around, because I didn't do the festival last year, so during that time I've been gigging, doing stand-up and different little bars and things like that. I'm also really lucky that Eli Mathewson is directing my show.
Awesome.
And so I've been working with him. And basically anyone who will flippantly say to me, oh, I'll watch a bit of your show, I go, great, what time, when? I will come and we will do a few hours.
Nice. Yeah, that is really good. I feel like this is something that I do think is a really specific part of the New Zealand comedy experience, is everyone is very much invested in everybody else doing well and everybody's shows doing well. And that's a nice thing about this time of year, is you're always seeing other comedians sprinting between each other's gigs. Who else are you guys excited to see beyond, of course, each other's shows? Is there anyone else that you're like, that's a gig I really want to catch, or that's someone I've got my eye on?
Well, I'm very excited to be sharing a stage with first up, it's Abby Howells and Angela Dravid, who are doing Split Bill, which will be really exciting. And then Courtney Dawson is on straight after that. And then I'm the late night special. So I feel like that's a pretty fun night at the basement. Obviously, Rhiannon's show, very exciting.
Hey,
we love Rhiannon. Great to have her back in the fest. I mean, it's honestly like, I think I was just visiting my girlfriend at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and like, the quality of New Zealand acts at that festival and the feeling that you could pretty much say, just go to any New Zealand show and it'll be good.
Yeah.
Is like, that's a real thing.
It's as close as patriotism as
people. I know,
in the arts
it's the most patriotic I ever feel. I'm like, New Zealand comedy scene is really, really good.
Yeah,
so
totally.
I mean, definitely just take a chance on something.
Fantastic. How about you, Rhiannon? What you got your eye on?
Every year I love Two Hearts,
yes.
Joseph Moore and Laura Daniel. Their shows are always so fun and so riotous. But I think this year I'm lucky enough to be nominated for the Billy T Award.
Oh, yes.
And so I'm really excited to see all of the other Billy T nominees. All of the shows, I think, are going to be really different, and they're all incredible comedians.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for those shows.
That's an awesome thing to be up for. And as you say, it's a great way to just like see a bunch of exciting stuff, is go to all the Billy T noms and you're going to have a good laugh. That is for sure. Hey, tell us about your dates. When is Toxic Shock Bimbo kicking off, Rhiannon?
Toxic Shock Bimbo is kicking off in Wellington in 2 weeks' time. It's on from the 14th of May till the 18th of May at Bats Theatre. Sorry, I don't have the information in front of me.
That's
Rachel's
exactly correct.
Nodding.
I'm nodding.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. That is right.
Thank you. At 3 p.m. And then the week after in Auckland. Those dates I do have, Tuesday 21st of May to Saturday 25th of May, 6:30 p.m. Basement Theatre.
Hell yeah. And nice. It looks like Tuesday is selling out pretty fast. So if you want to go to that show, get in there quick. Robbie, what are your dates for Late Night Pilot?
Tomorrow.
Yay!
Good luck to me.
Yes.
So come along to the Basement Theatre from Wednesday through to Saturday this week, 8th to the 11th of May, 9:30 p.m. Basement Theatre. It'll be a lot of fun. Come along,
absolutely
hang out.
Absolutely will be. Hey, thank you so much, Robbie Nicol, Rhiannon McCall. Break a leg for both of your shows. We'll see you in the theatre. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.